on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to your Tuesday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
I don't know who's going to be here today. Here in the state of Maryland, we are experiencing our second snow day.
Yeah.
Is it actually going to snow today, though? Are we done? Or what's the latest?
It's more so, I think, like, dealing with what we have. Honestly, what we're hitting is, like, the wind chills.
Yeah.
Those kind of being in, like, some single digits throughout the state, which is why a lot of alerts are still in place. So we'll get you updated on all of that.
It's 22 right now, which, like, right? It was 19 in Columbia earlier. So, like, hopefully you get to stay home today. I need to send a public apology to anybody that was driving up this morning, maybe on near the Beltway. Charlotte, who works behind the scenes right now with us, we were coming up from Columbia, Ellicott City area, Power County. I don't do this well. I'm not a snow kid. I don't know how to really do any of this. Jess doesn't either. We didn't come from the snow. And so driving in the snow makes me really apprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
And all I really know is that you're supposed to drive if you have a four-wheel drive car, you're supposed to drive in four-wheel drive, right? So I put my car in four-wheel drive this morning. Well, I didn't know there's like different levels of four-wheel drive, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been in four-wheel drive low. And all of a sudden, we're heading up this morning. And by the way, we haven't headed out this morning. The roads are nowhere near as bad as they were
yesterday. They're a lot better from yesterday.
They're way better. So we're heading up, and I forget the road that connects the Beltway and like the Columbia area. Charlotte, what road is that? Do you know what road that is that connects?
I'm so
bad at road names. I think it's 29.
That sounds right.
Okay. And like, my car won't go faster than like, what were we going, like 35, I think? Literally, I'm like flooring it. I'm like, dude, I think my car is messed up because I can't go faster than, like, people are flying past
us. We were still driving slow. So I still got a ride in again this morning from Greg Carpenter, who's on 101.9, just because we live in the same area. And like, the roads are better, but it's still kind of slippery, especially like at this time in the morning.
Yeah.
And some people were flying, but a lot of people were still driving pretty slow.
But
so
we were
in that same category.
Who are these flying people?
The crazy ones.
Like, who is flying this morning?
I don't know.
Even if your car can go fast.
Why?
Why are you taking that chance? So I didn't realize you can't drive your car in like four-wheel drive low faster than like 30 miles an hour. So like, we're just flying by me. That was my bad.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Maryland is in the middle of its first 2025 snowstorm, and due to extreme winter weather conditions, school districts and government buildings have announced a second day of closures and delays. The following public school systems will be closed today: Anne Arundel, Baltimore Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne's, Talbot, Washington, and Worcester counties, as well as Baltimore City. I posted a link to the full list of school districts and government buildings that will be closed or delayed on our Facebook page and Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
What's the vibe I feel like everyone's okay with like one day off, but like, how are you feeling about a second day today, especially with it not having like the active snow coming down? You want to text us how you're feeling? 410-583-1065.
Number two.
McDonald's has brought back a fan favorite dessert, the strawberry and cream pie. A food blogger shared the news on Instagram that it has made its return. They noted that the treat has only been spotted in New York, Michigan, Florida, Georgia, and Arizona McDonald's so far. So the strawberry and cream pie is apparently available for a limited time in select areas. Fans just have to keep an eye out if it's going to be spotted in Baltimore this season.
Have you had it before?
I haven't.
When they call things fan favorites, I expect someone to know what we're talking about before. If you've tried it before, let us know. But a strawberry and cream pie.
Hi.
Never had it.
Number one.
Supermodel and runway legend Heidi Klum is officially returning to the long-running series Project Runway. After stepping away from her hosting role back in 2018, she originally hosted the show from 2004 to 2017 and actually won the 2013 Emmy Award for her role, which she shared with her co-host at the time, Tim Gunn. Project Runway will also have a new home as well. After stretches on Lifetime and Bravo, the show will be moving to Disney Plus and Hulu. No word on a premiere date yet.
Did you watch it?
I did watch Project Runway for a very, very long time.
Well, it, I just feel like that, you know, the way that even just women are portrayed on television has changed so much, obviously, in the last couple of decades.
You know,
obviously.
Project Runway is, it's a competition between fashion designers and they're designing clothes.
I was trying to remember which one.
I think you're confusing. Tyra Banks.
You're right,
yeah.
You're right.
This is like, yeah. So fashion designers, and they have different challenges, right, and they're making clothes. So this is pretty cool. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
We want you to drive really safe this morning because we don't want you to get into a situation like I was in yesterday. I almost hit a kid with my car.
Oh, no.
This is a really scary story, but I think it's important to talk about so we can just make sure it doesn't happen again. We'll get into it in a couple of seconds. First, let's get you updated everything that is happening with the weather this morning because I know there's closures. You're probably wondering what is happening with the storm because in true Maryland fashion, is it snowing? Is it not? Jess, what is the latest?
So there are school districts and government buildings that will be either closed or delayed today. The public school systems that are closed include Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne's, Talbot, Washington, and Worcester counties and Baltimore City. I actually posted a link on our Facebook page. You can search Kramer and Jess. I'm about to finish posting the same link on our Instagram story in just a few seconds, just so you can see the full list of not only schools, but colleges, universities. There are a few that are going to actually be delayed until 10 a.m. or noon. And then there's also a few government buildings on that list as well.
Is the snow done, though? Are we done with the snow as far as we know for
now?
So
it's more so like the snow is exiting the region, but cold temperatures is kind of what's staying here.
Yeah.
And that's what's causing, I know Baltimore is in a code blue alert that's lasting until this Saturday. Brandon Scott, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott also issued a state of emergency as well for the city. So I think it's mainly like the freezing temperatures that we're going to be dealing with right now.
Yeah. Anybody else apprehensive to get behind the wheel when it's snowing? I don't do well. I know you are the same way, Jess.
I mean, like, yeah, I've had, thank goodness for Greg over at 101.9. He picked up Crash and I, Gina and I yesterday, and then he picked me up today just because my car is not made for it and I'm not used to it.
We don't, and obviously if you're going in today, like I know it's still, even the roads are better if you haven't headed out yet. Like they're better, but it's still, I get super anxious with the ice, with the snow. It just freaks me out. And for good reason. I mean, a lot of scary things can happen out there. And yesterday was just one of those reminders that I want to pass on to you that, like, you just got to, like, think one step ahead because this could have been really, really bad yesterday. Y'all, I was almost home. I was literally, like, two red lights from my house over in Columbia. And unfortunately, like, most of the stories I'm hearing about car situations are because of hills. And I was coming over this hill in Columbia over by the mall, and the light changed from yellow to red. And it was green, everything's good, but I'm heading downhill, light hits yellow, and I start to brake, and my car is not stopping.
Ugh.
Because they didn't treat the roads that well yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, well, my car is not stopping. I start sliding. It's not... If you know that feeling of your brakes, like, my car is not stopping. And I've got a big Jeep. I've got big tires. Like, my car should be made for this. My car is not stopping. I look up, and I'm sure you can imagine the panic I had when there are two kids that are crossing the road. They shouldn't have been crossing. They shouldn't have been crossing. But it looked like they had, like, one had a snow shovel in their hand. But they were crossing the street before they should have been. And they were on the other side of the street, but they were literally going to go right in front of my car. And I'm like,
if it didn't stop,
what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my car literally is not stopping and it's going to barrel right into these kids and they're not paying attention at all. And of course, they're kids. They're not supposed to. They're having snow day. They're having fun. They're not paying attention. They're just trying to probably go on a sled or whatever they're going to do in the snow day, you know? And so all I can think to do is I just start laying on the horn. I'm like, kids, you got to get out of the way. Like, y'all can't. I'm going to literally hit you with my car.
Did they hear you?
They heard me, luckily. Thank God they looked up. I think about, like, what if they were to slip on ice or, like, whatever? Because my car just kept on, like, skidding.
Yeah.
And it would have easily have hit those kids. So that's just a reminder to you, y'all. Like, take it safe this morning. Like, think ahead. I know the roads are better, but, like, as I've been driving on the Beltway. People are going fast.
I know.
You never know. Even though if the snow looks clear, that ice can be deceiving. I promise you, you do not want to be in a situation like I was in yesterday. It was really scary. Tell me if this sounds right. Apparently, 44% of people in Maryland are making New Year's resolutions, not for themselves, but for their dogs.
Today in dog news.
Yeah, welcome to Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. It's time for Today in Dog News on this snow day part two. Today in Dog News is basically, if there's anything happening in the dog world, I'll bring it to you. I was a proud dog father. Am I still a dog father? How does that happen if your dog passes away? Are you still a dog father? I guess.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I don't think that...
It goes away, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm still a dog dad. My best thing that ever happened to me was my Chihuahua Kiki. She passed away the year before. And, I'm still not quite over. I'm thinking, though, you know what I thought about? I was like, maybe it's time. Like,
this
maybe
year?
2025. Mm-hmm. I think it's time. Mm-hmm. I think it's time. So if there's things happen in the dog world, I'll bring it to you. This headline's weird, man. Tell me this sounds right. 44% of Marylanders have created a resolution, New Year's resolution for their pet.
What?
Right?
Well, what does that mean?
Well, thanks for asking, Jess. I'll go down the top resolutions that people are making for their pets here in Maryland this year. Number five is to take better care of their health, their pet's health. They're like, okay, Scruffy.
Wait.
That's it. We're heading to the vet.
But that's my guy. But that's still you needing to do that. It's like, were you not paying attention beforehand? You know what I mean?
Maybe so. Well, let's keep going through this and see if this is more like
owner-centric. Yeah, it doesn't feel like so much on the dog. It still feels like it's on the owner.
They want to spend more time outside. Their pet want to make sure their pet is spending more time outside.
This also sounds like a reflection of the owner.
Number three, they want to make sure their dog is eating healthier. 64% of people that made the resolution, I want to make sure that my pet is eating healthier for the new year.
Okay.
Which, like, listen, that sounds so strange. I'm already worried about myself eating healthier. That's already, like, I'm on my plate, and now I got to worry about you eating healthier, too?
Well, duh.
You know
what I mean? My mom's whole routine when she feeds the dogs at home is so intricate. Like, they have this special kind of food, and then she puts things in the food that are, like, also, like, I don't know, like, vitamins for the dogs, and she, like, breaks it up in each. And then also certain things that, like, are good for Rain's breed differ from Suki's breed. So there's like the girls have, and we call them the girls. The girls have like different kind of mixtures for their food bowls.
Didn't you say your parents are getting crazier now too?
Well, no, like, they are fully, like, my parents are fully, fully dog parents. Like this past time with Garage Boy and I back in California with our family was the first time I had ever heard my dad call Suki his daughter.
Really?
He's never said that before.
It doesn't seem like.
So that was like the first time that he said, like, that's, yeah, my daughter. Yeah.
Wow.
So we are now in the phase of where Butter and I also have two additional sisters. It's wonderful. The dogs literally run our lives. They run our lives. I'm fully bought in.
The number two resolution that Marylanders are making for their dogs. And this sounds ridiculous. It's okay. Because I've never made a resolution for a pet before. Cutting back on treats. That's
aww.
It. And number one thing that people say that is their pet's resolution for the year is exercising more.
Mm.
It sounds too stressful. I got to keep up with my own stuff. I can't sit here and worry about my dog's resolutions. But does that sound right to you? You can text us 410-583-1065. That's Today in Dog News.
Now.
Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore Top 3 with Jess. Number 3.
The Baltimore City Health Commissioner has extended a code blue extreme cold alert through Saturday, January 11th, with Maryland under a winter storm warning. Wind chills are projected to dip into the single digits for several days, and that's what's going to pose a threat to vulnerable people. Mayor Brandon Scott also declared a state of emergency. The following public school systems will be closed today: Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne's,
Talbot, Washington, and Worcester counties and Baltimore City. Morgan State and Towson University will open at noon. University of Baltimore and Towson University Northeast Campus will open at 10 a.m. I posted a link to the full list of school districts and government buildings that will either be closed or delayed today on our Facebook page and Instagram story. Just search Kramer and Jess.
I'd bundle up. It's 21 right now.
It was freezing.
18 when I woke up. It's just, it's a super chilly day, y'all.
Number two.
A new study revealed a list of the best and worst states for a healthy lifestyle. And Maryland landed on this list. Fitness company Barbend ranked all 50 states on factors, including access to health care, air pollution, and food prices, as well as how healthy residents feel and whether they have good habits with nutrition and fitness. And on the list of the top 10 best states for healthy lifestyle, Maryland scored 10th place.
Wow.
Hawaii was listed as the healthiest state in the country, while Nevada was listed as the worst state for a healthy lifestyle.
Yo, we're pretty healthy. Y'all be doing some outrageously healthy things. Like,
Baltimore is listed as like one of the best cities to run in. Did you know that?
It's crazy. No, yeah. The amount y'all be running sometimes blows my mind. Like, we have a CrossFit gym across from us. People, like, I'll be driving into work 5 o'clock in the morning. People, it doesn't matter if it's, I didn't see them this morning or yesterday. You probably see them too. It could be 20 degrees out. If it's
they're
not snowing,
there, yeah.
They're out here being crazy. We have this one woman that calls.
Out here being crazy.
They'd be y'all crazy. I mean, some of this stuff, it's like insanity to me. There's this one woman that calls our show. We call her No Off Days Amy because she'll literally call and play our $1,000 minute.
While she's running. With her group, yeah.
She doesn't stop.
It's iconic.
It's just crazy.
Number one.
Director John M. Chu is showing no signs of slowing down after the massive success of his movie musical Wicked. And now he is shifting focus towards the highly anticipated Britney Spears biopic after he was selected to direct back in August. Chu promised diehard fans that he will do Britney justice and tell her story the right way, and that Britney is going to be very involved in the creative process. Now, Chu adds that the biopic is still very much in its early development stages, but updates are on the way. Did you know that he was directing that?
No, I had no idea.
How sick is that?
I'm sure that it'll be really good. I'm sure we'll all want to go see it. Did they name who Britney was?
No.
Playing Britney yet?
So no. This is like very, very early. We don't have, honestly, I think the only bit of information that we have is that John M. Chu is directing.
So going back to him really quick, I got caught up yesterday. We were so inundated with snow that, like, I was kind of blind to everything else. Got caught up on the Golden Globes.
Did you watch his acceptance speech?
Late. I did.
How sweet was that?
So sweet. It was, honestly, it seemed like it was a pretty fun show.
It was really fun. It was probably one of the best award shows I've seen in a while.
I'm surprised, though, that you're not more upset that Wicked didn't get more snubbed than it was.
No, I think the award that Wicked won was well-deserved because, honestly, this award season, the films are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, they really are. So I think that's why I'm not tripping, because it's like, obviously, Wicked is my heart, but I've seen some of the other films that have been nominated, especially also like for the actresses that were nominated and like the lead roles and stuff like that. It's like, obviously, I want it to be Cynthia, but also I'm like, hell yeah, Demi Moore.
So
you know what I mean?
If you don't know what we're talking about, Wicked was up for Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress. Mm-hmm. What was the other one? Was it Best Film as well?
Yes, and in a comedy or musical. Now, this is Golden Globes, by the way.
Right.
Also, I mean, we also have the Oscars coming.
Right, and like, also, the one that actually won was like...
It's like a new award that they've created, and it's like this like cinematic box office. It's kind of like this blockbuster award. But to be honest, I'm very shocked that they just created this, because I do think that there's a lot of films that deserved that, which is why they had... I feel like people will talk trash on like Marvel movies and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of these films are what gets people to the movie theaters. And I think they deserve that credit.
That's kind of what it's here for.
You know?
I was surprised. I was surprised that they didn't clean up in any of those categories.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Right now, though, we're going to play play for $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. You didn't miss a winner yesterday. Today is caller number 10, and who is this?
Hi, good morning. This is Claudia.
Claudia, are you safe?
I am safe.
Do you promise us?
I swear.
Okay.
Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you? Good morning. Good.
Claudia, if you swear, then I really, really, really believe you. I don't think you swear and throw us off, so I believe you. Claudia, you feel good? You feel like you want to win $1,000 in free gas?
I think so. I'm ready.
Let's go then. For everyone that's new to this game, Jess is going to explain, and Claudia is playing for $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, you mispronounce one, or if you take longer than the 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Claudia, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1, how many continents are there on the Earth?
7.
Correct. Question number 2, what is the maximum number of tiles that a player can hold in Scrabble?
Pass.
Question number 3, what type of pasta is shaped like little rice grains?
It's not risotto
is what we're
looking for. Oh, man.
It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. Let's go back from the beginning. We'll just keep going there. Jess, number 2, how many is it that can hold in Scrabble, for those that don't know?
7.
It's 7.
Yeah.
7.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
the answer that we were looking for number 3, for what type of pasta is shaped like little rice grains, that's orzo.
We're looking for orzo for that one.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I should have known that.
But I get why you said that, because the dish of risotto itself looks like that, so like I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Right.
Question number 4, which Rihanna song says, when the sun shines, we'll shine together? Told you I'll be here forever.
Umbrella.
There it is. Question number 5, what candy famously advertises the slogan, taste the rainbow?
Skittles.
Yes. I feel like that's like burned into our brain, honestly. Question number 6, what is the term for a word that has the opposite meaning of another word? You know this.
Yeah, it's not going to come to me.
I know. This one's so hard. Like, we were going to tell you, but yeah, but like, I can't think of it either.
Antonym.
It's an anonym.
Yeah. Question number 7. How many days are in January and February combined this year? What's the number?
58?
Ooh, it was 59.
59.
That was close, though.
Is it a leap year?
No, it's not a leap year this year. I know.
Oh, 31 in January.
Yeah.
Hey. You did a good job, though, Claudia. You did really good.
Yo, it's not bad. Claudia, it's not bad. Most importantly, you're safe. Where are you right now, by the way? What part of town are you in?
I'm getting to Mount Vernon right now to work.
How is the traffic? How are the roads?
It's like COVID traffic, so I love it.
COVID traffic. if there's any blessing, honestly, for those of us have to be out today, it really, the roads aren't nearly as bad. Did you go out yesterday, by the way?
No, I stayed home.
Good.
Thank God.
The roads yesterday were wild, so I'm glad you got to stay
home. We did a lot of sweating.
Aw, that's fun.
Good. Well, hey, Claudia, I'm glad you called. The good news is tomorrow we're going to have 7 more questions. You're going to call back, and then we're going to ask the questions. You can win $1,000 more in free gas. Thanks to our friends at Dash.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day, Claudia, and make sure to head to Dashin and try their new delicious burgers. They are griddle-pressed, craft-made, cooked to order, and served on a brioche bun. Stop by your local Dashin today.
Okay, we have a competition this morning that we're going to put on in about 60 seconds. And I don't think, Jess, my prediction is that no one is going to win this competition. We've done this in the past, and like it's kind of made sense. This year, though, I don't think there's anyone listening in the state of Maryland that will, at least I'm hoping, be able to complete this task this morning. But we'll find out. Just give us like 60 seconds, okay? First, it's snow day number 2. Even though I don't think there's any snow projected for today, I know it's really made your commute kind of messy. Jess has got the latest, so you kind of know what's going on and how the snow is going to affect your day.
Baltimore City Health Commissioner has extended a code blue extreme cold alert through Saturday, January 11th, with Maryland under a winter storm warning. Snow totals range from 4 to 10 inches of snow around the state.
The following public school systems will be closed today: Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. And we posted a full list on our Facebook page and Instagram story, just so you can see the government buildings and not only schools, but also colleges and universities that are either closed or delayed this morning. Just search Kramer and Jess.
All right. So clearly it's cold, y'all. And we've done this competition before, because Jess from California, not a cold weather kid. I'm from Georgia originally. It doesn't matter where I'm from. I just don't do cold weather well. Some of y'all, though, like, you'll look outside today. Maybe you're driving to work and you're like, this ain't nothing. Like, I'm not even scared of this stuff, man. It's 21 right now. It's 21 degrees right now in Baltimore. Is there anybody in the state of Maryland that's wearing shorts today?
Okay, but what are we going to count as wearing shorts? Because, for example, like, when I go to the gym later, I wear, like, shorts. Uh-huh. And I'll have on my shorts from getting out of my car into the gym. Like, are we counting that? Or are we counting, like, you have some shorts on and you're running an errand?
Wait, question.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Question about your gym attire for today. Do you have bare skin going from
my car to the gym? Yes.
Wow. Then maybe we take that off. Maybe we take any kind of gym or running attire off the...
Unless you're going for a run in shorts, that
okay.
counts.
Okay.
But we're not going to count from your car to going into the gym.
Okay. We'll take that off the plate for today.
Yeah.
Because every year we get calls, but typically it's like we do this on the first cold day of the year. It's like 45 and we'll get calls. People are like, oh yeah, I'm from Michigan or something. This isn't that cold yet. We've never actually done it when there's snow on the friggin' ground.
Yeah, we want, like, if you're actually out and about running errands wearing shorts, yeah. If you just chose to wear shorts today as, like, your outfit,
yeah.
If you're going on a run in shorts,
yeah.
I want to know.
I don't think we'll get calls on this, and that's fine. And that's completely fine. That's normal, by the way. That would be, like, everyone is in Maryland's being normal today, and, like, we're happy and everybody's good. But the question is, can we get a call right now from somebody that's wearing shorts? Like you woke up and you were like, this isn't that bad out. I'll wear shorts and I'm fine. We only have one, but that's...
Thank goodness.
That's all it takes, right? Christina from Baltimore.
Hello.
You have shorts on today?
I do not. I actually am going on my way to work, but my father wears shorts all year round.
Like, he's like, you, have
like
you
outside?
Seen him today?
Outside, like, I have to tell him to go in the house. Like, your dad, you're going to freeze to death.
Have you seen him today?
I saw him as I was leaving for work,
and he
was out by the garage in his shorts.
In his what? Shorts.
We actually are living in Pennsylvania with my grandmother right now.
Are we concerned
out there?
Are we concerned for your father's sanity at this point? I mean, I think so. This is ridiculous at this point. This
yes.
is ridiculous. There is. I don't know how it is in Pennsylvania, but it is snowy ass snowy outside.
But
right
wait,
now.
But wait, is there a reason why he wears shorts all year round? Like, does he feel like constricted or something? Like in the pants,
he just feels more comfortable.
And like he'll go and he'll like live the rest of his day like that. And not just he had to run out like just the car really quick. Like, this is his attire for the rest of the day. He's gonna go to Target and Home Depot and wherever
else. Absolutely.
Oh yeah, no problem. Wow.
There you go.
They exist.
Absolutely.
There it is. Well, we hope your father stays alive and well.
Thank you.
Through this winter season. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you for picking up the phone.
I'm concerned.
Why?
About Abby's resolution.
Abby's resolution?
I'm sorry, not Abby. Maya's resolution.
Why?
I'm just a little concerned.
It's not so much resolution. It's like our vibe for 2025.
Listen to this next segment and tell me if there are concerns this week in Nisa's Know Best, okay?
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because Nisa's Know Best.
Our first Nisa's Know Best of 2025.
This is it, baby. This is it. Welcome to the new year, everybody. If you don't, you've never been here for one of the segments, welcome. Let's do a quick introduction, because, I mean, some of you guys are maybe brand new to our show. Mm-hmm. You've never been introduced to Jess's nieces before.
I'm really close to my family, and I am actually from California, and all my family is on the West Coast. So once a week, I talk to my nieces, 10-year-old Maya and 12-year-old, almost 13-year-old Abby, wow, about different things that are going on in my life. And the reason being is I think that kids are transparent and they're honest. So it's a lot of fun to get their perspective on things. And so I wanted to get their basically vibe for 2025. So it's officially a new year. It's officially 2025. Oh. We're here. New beginnings, right? So with it being the new year, I wanted to ask you guys, what lesson did you learn in 2024 that you are taking with you into 2025? Abby, you go first.
I think just to not take things for granted, especially time. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say this is because I don't think I grasp it enough.
Maya, what about you?
Don't trust anybody.
I think a lot of adults can relate to that. Did something happen last year that makes that important to you for this year?
So I had this one friend. Mm-hmm. Let's call him C.
Okay.
The more that I hung out with C in like last year in 2024, the more I realized that he wasn't the same person as I met.
I think it's very important to always remember to stay kind and to stay true to who you are, because you never know like how that affects others. I love that both of you guys are saying something that's so, so important. I think like as you get older, it's easier to take time for granted, because mm-hmm. as you grow older, the time moves faster. Thank you so much for sharing that, you guys. And I'm so, so excited for this new year and just see all the amazingness that you both are going to do. And I just love you so much.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
What's your problem?
Don't trust anyone. Don't trust anyone is your 9-year-old niece's best piece of advice.
Well, she's 10.
So and double digits and life's getting harder.
Listen to me. So that was obviously a way bigger conversation between the three of us. And Maya was kind of going into detail about this friend that was just not treating her the right way, and basically how long she was dealing with this said treatment, right? And so my response to her is to accept people for who they are and not who you want them to be. And I think that's a bigger lesson. So, yes, I get that that's what she said in the beginning. But by the end of the conversation, we definitely kind of had a better understanding of how we should allow people to treat us moving forward. And I don't see...
She's picking up on a little bit of the Dutra vibe.
You mean the realness?
Jess also has a very hard time trusting people. Jess's mom's motto is, what is it? No randos in the house.
These things that are said are a result of things that have taken place to us. So Maya is saying that
now Maya's
from
saying,
a situation.
Don't trust anyone.
She's saying that from a situation that hurt her. And by the end of the conversation, I explained, I understand why she felt that way. However, that doesn't apply to everybody, but it more so applies to people who are treating you that way. And I also think that's like a really good lesson for them to learn right now, especially girls, because at a young age, I feel like you are made to believe like a certain way someone treats you, you can just deal with it. And we tackled that. Okay. We did. And I think we're headed into a good direction.
A better direction.
We are.
Than we were. Okay. Did your kids make like resolutions for the year? I think it's always funny, like when obviously because Maya knew where she was going, and like the way it came out maybe wasn't quite where it was.
She was speaking from how she felt.
She was.
And that's fair.
If your kids made like a resolution this year and you want to share it with us, 410-583-1065. Y'all, that's nieces know best. Don't trust anyone.
Now, these are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
So yes, Maryland is in the middle of its first snowstorm in 2025, and snow totals range from 4 to 10 inches of snow around the state. And due to extreme winter weather conditions, school districts and government buildings have announced a second day of closures. The following public school systems will be closed today. That includes Anne Arundel, Baltimore Carroll, Charles, Frederick, Harford, Howard, Montgomery, Prince George's, Queen Anne's, Talbot, Washington, and Worcester counties, as well as Baltimore City. There are also government buildings
buildings and colleges and universities that either are closed but also delayed. And I have a link where you can see that full list on our Facebook page. You can search Kramer and Jess Mix 106.5 Mornings, or you can also check our Instagram story. I shared it there as well.
Number two.
Costco is recalling some of its cold and flu medication. It's labeled Kirkland Signature Severe Cold and Flu Plus Congestion Caplets. Costco says the recall is due to potential foreign material contamination. As of right now, Costco did not actually share what type of contamination they are referring to. The medicine was sold at Costco stores in Midwest and Southern states between October 30th and November 30th and has a lot code of P140082 on the box. I'll actually find this news story and I'll share it on our Facebook page as well. The recall medicine can be returned for a refund.
Number one.
Zendaya and Tom Holland are engaged. I'm so happy for them. Rumors of the engagement started after Zendaya was actually spotted wearing a diamond ring on her engagement finger at the Golden Globes Sunday night. And now TMZ has confirmed that Tom Holland popped the question over the holidays. Holland reportedly asked Zendaya's father for his permission months ago, and he popped the question at one of her family's homes. Zendaya and Tom's engagement comes nearly 5 years after the couple went public with their relationship in 2021, but they have been close ever since the audition process for the Spider-Man franchise, which debuted its first installment of 2017.
Was she in Spider-Man 2?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's in the Spider-Man franchise.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. We love this.
Did Garage Boy ask your dad about marrying you?
He did. My parents were joking with us because he asked them the year before, or I guess when we went to Hawaii as a family,
he asked my dad in Hawaii.
And then since then, my parents were like, my mom said every single time I would call her, she was wondering if he had asked me. And so Garage Boy asked my father for permission, but he didn't tell them at all when he was going to do it. And when he actually proposed to me in my childhood home for Christmas in 2022, he didn't tell any of us. And I'm so glad that he did it that way. So like my parents and my sister and all of us were surprised.
Everybody could be surprised. I always wonder too, like with the second marriages, how that worked. Because here's the thing. I'm 41, right? I don't have a partner or anything. I'm not even dating anybody. Like, am I supposed to go to somebody's father now? Let's say, whoever that person in my life is. Right. If I start dating somebody now, let's say I get married at 45. Am I supposed to go to somebody's like 75-year-old father and be like, hey, I want to marry your 42-year-old
daughter? To be honest, I think it depends on the person who you're about to marry. Because I feel like not everyone really cares about that or anything like that. But I think for Garage Boy to do that for me, but also just to do that for my dad, he knows that that would mean something to my family, which is why he did it, you know? This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.